Hey, hi everyone. Sorry for this technical related delay, and I'd like to welcome you on our every Thursday Dapper meeting. And today's topic is shared storage for Hyper-V, no hardware, no limits now. So for the ones who are new to this Taproom sessions, a quick introduction of it. Starwind initiated the Taproom sessions that should occur every Thursday. Well, currently it occurs once per 2 weeks, but still, nevertheless, we would like to create something new, something friendlier than just usual webinars. So don't consider this like a webinar, just consider this like your friend is talking to you and sharing its thought or good news or something like. And you know, and well, as the proof of this concept, I can give you a promise that if you will guys ask a really great question, I will gladly unmute the person who asked it. So let's go to the next slide and the quick introduction of myself. My name is Anatoly Vilchinsky. You guys can call me Tony or Tolya in Russian, Ukrainian. I'm leading the support department of Starwind Software, and actually I'm working in Starwind for like 6 years, and I prefer to drink scotch and Cointreau. Well, that's it from my part, so let's get to today's agenda. And yeah, by the way, before we'll get deeper to today's topic, make yourself comfortable, get yourself great beer. Evo, you can get Lindemann Creek beer. I will gladly give it to you once I will meet you personally. So just, you know, sit back, relax, stay cool, you know. Okay, so today's agenda. For aperitif, I will tell you what feature does Starwind Virtual Sun Free provide. For a bitter, we will talk about who is eligible to get the free version. For main drink, we'll have Starwind Virtual Sun in action, and traditionally, we'll get the question and answer session at the after party. Okay, so with Starwind Virtual Sun Free, you can get everything that actually Starwind provides. The technical description is actually below under the big, huge everything sign. So while you're reading this, what exactly the Starwind Free does? Well, you know, we're always doing our best here in Starwind to give people something real, not something fake. You know, we want to provide people with the thing that can actually be used for actual needs. I mean, testing, who needs testing? People usually use testing, something to test if they want to buy it, you know, to purchase it. Here in Starwind, we thought, hey, there are a lot of free versions of something that doesn't allow to be used in production environment. We just simply dropped this denial. We officially allowing our product to be used in production environment. Also, there is actually no like who can buy it, so we didn't have any capacity limitations, you know. So you can start with a small environment. And then after you can increase it and scale up to whatever amount that you want. The performance limitation is also absent. So, well, you know, in my mind, I'm always referencing to some limitations of free versions of other products that actually exist. So some free products cuts down the IOPS that you can achieve with the product. We don't. Starwind doesn't limit the performance in one or another way. Some products limit the support. or to be more exact, cuts down the support. We don't. I mean, guys, we're open for your questions. Well, obviously, they will be provided through the online community forum, but, you know, nevertheless, our community is quite good, it's quite alive, and a lot of people are saying good things to the online community. Well, moreover, actually, Starwinton... If you have some questions or issues, just drop it. Okay. Sorry for that. Okay, so another thing here is, well, there is obviously some limitations, and another limitation here is that remote session support. So we don't provide the remote session, and, well, you know, there should be limits somewhere for free. So we don't do that, and also we don't do remote administration services. But to be fair enough, this is a really, in my opinion, this is a really great offer for a free product, isn't it? Okay, so let's take a closer look to that asterisk sign from the right side, from the everything, and let's try to find out what exactly does this thing mean. So what exactly does Starwind free version doesn't provide comparing to the commercial license? There is no scale-out capabilities, which means that you can scale, increase your production, storage production, only by scaling it up, which is still the option, but, you know, scale-out is trending right now due to, like, a lot of reasons. So, well, for me, it would be a big cornerstone, to be honest. Because I would prefer scaling out the production, but for the ones who doesn't need it, that's a good choice. Okay, so it doesn't do the 3-node all-active HA cluster. Well, I don't know why it's HA standing there. So it doesn't do 3-way synchronous replication. So 2-way replication is always good. Why exactly people need 3-way replication? Well, first of all, to increase the redundancy. As you know, regardless number of replication nodes, Starwind provide the fault tolerance on the storage level. So with 2 nodes, there is obviously the 2 live copies of the data. Should one fail, everything will stay up and running. With the 3 nodes, 2-node can actually go down without affecting the availability of the storage system. Also, there is the performance impact that should be considered. That is not really obvious, so let's dive a little bit deeper here. So with 2-node replication and using the round-robin MPIO, you will get, let's say, each node will protect all the workload, the part of the workload, so we will have 100% here of the performance will consist of 50% from each node. So should one node fail, you will get the 50% of the performance. With 3-node replication, in case of 1-node failure, you will get the 66% of the performance from the, you know, total performance of the system. I'm not sure if you guys all understand this, so just drop me a quick message to the question box. I'll try to explain it a little bit better. And the last thing that should be considered when choosing between 2 nodes and 3 nodes is the price. Why? Because 3 nodes is actually can go cheaper than 2 nodes. How exactly does that come? With 2 nodes, people are usually considering getting some redundancy rate. I mean, rate 1, rate 10, you know, just examples. With 3-node replication, there is enough of redundancy on provided by Starwind itself, so redundancy on the RAID level is not required anymore at all. So starting from SAM, if I'm not mistaken, about 8 terabytes capacity, the system equipped, configured in three-way replication goes cheaper compared to two-node because of the disk's price. So if you dropped off the RAID 10 and started using the RAID 0, that means that you can actually go with 50, like you will obviously need twice less disk. Well, not twice, okay, I'm lying. So you needed, let's say, 8, right now it's 6, so it's like 25% less on some, and as I said, for starting from some terabytes, it actually cheap. Okay. Said it also, this is one of the cornerstones of the business continuity, and if some of you guys need DR replication, free version will not actually feed you because it doesn't provide it. Cloud replication, another possible stumble stone here, and as I mentioned on the previous slide, Starwind installation assistance and administrative services are not included. Well, this is actually, I would actually stick with the Starwind installation assistant here, because we had actually like numerous issues when people were configuring Starwind on their own, and regardless of the fact that it was that the product is actually quite straightforward. Hello, guys. I have a lot of complaints on the audio. Can you guys hear me right now? Okay, guys. Thank you very much. I have another feedback. Okay, awesome. Thank you, Giovanni, Antonio, Martin, Eli, Rakesh, and everybody else. I really appreciate your quick, urgent feedback. Okay, so installation system. So regardless of the fact that Starwind is quite easy to configure, in my opinion, well, I mean, I have a big experience, so maybe my opinion shouldn't be considered here, but still. Regardless of the fact that it's quite simple, some people were configuring it wrong, and then after they got issues, and it actually took time to troubleshoot the issues, because to be honest, the misconfiguration issues are one of the most complicated. Actually, I hate to misconfiguration and the performance issues, because the performance issues are the worst for me, because you need to check every link in the chain, you know, to find out what the bottleneck is. And regarding the misconfiguration, usually, well, you have that feeling sometimes when you see the problem, you don't know how to fix it. You try in the first option to fix it, second, third, and you don't get the result. And then you're like working on it for a week or two, and then it appears that there is like really something minor and really stupid that fixes it all, and you were like, hey, I'm really a retarded guy. So that is one of the reasons. So if you guys get the installation assistance, you would just simply avoid the problem. Moreover, a little bit more about the installation assistance is usually that shot kills two rabbits. So first is proper configuration of the software, as I mentioned previously, and the second one, you know, this is some kind of education part. So if people have if people have something, some questions, we're just simply answering it. Okay, so let's move forward. So who can get the software? Everyone. I mean, that's just an answer. Simply everyone can get the Starling Virtual Sense software. How to get it, you'll ask, right? Okay, so I will take the pause here. I mean, everyone wanted it. Really simple. So on the next slide, you will see the email address that you should email to. And there will be a passcode that you should include into your email. On the record of this webinar, I will exclude the following slide. So pay your attention and don't forget to take a note. Ready? Are you ready? Here it goes. So the email address is the license@starwind.com and the passcode is dual nodes. I will just keep quiet here for a second and I will let you guys to make your quick note. Obviously, I will ask you to do not make some kind of screenshots and to do not share this anywhere. But, I mean, I'm a realistic guy, so I know that it will go somewhere. But still, I mean, the less everyone else knows, the more you know. So by sharing this, you're just stealing something from yourselves. Well, in my opinion. Okay, guys, I would actually continue to the next slide, but I will wait for at least 10 feedbacks from you that you are done with making the notes. So if you did it, just drop a quick message to the question box. Dun, got it. Robert, Norman, Eli, Gary, Lubomir, Marcus, Rakesh, awesome. Awesome. Okay, thank you guys, and let's move to the next slide. Okay, so right now, wow, there's a lot of you guys. Right now, we're going to see the Starwind Virtual Sense in action. Probably we will see, well, this is actually the setup that Free Starwind provides. Oh, yeah, by the way, the important, really important thing that I have forgot to mention. The Starwind Free goes for two platforms, for the Hyper-V platform and for VMware platform. Both of them should be hyper-converged, which means that Starwind will run on the same physical server where the compute layer is, where the hyper-writer is right now. So, and this is actually what you this is precisely what you see on the Demostent overview diagram. So two servers, each of them have, in our case, that's going to be Hyper-V. Each of them have the Starwind installed on the parent partition. By the way, I had a lot of talks about one question, and I would really appreciate if you could share your opinion. Do you guys really understand when I'm saying parent partition of the Hyper-V? I mean, do you understand that this will be not the virtual machine or, you know, just install the program? Yes, so everybody understand. Okay, is there anybody who doesn't understand that? Okay, got it. Okay, so there are a couple of people who don't understand that. We'll try to explain on the demo stand. I think that will be best option here. So where are my? Here they are. Okay, so let me bring my remote desktop to our servers to your screens. Here it goes. Actually, I've got two of them. Bang. Bang. So this is HTML1. So it would be a good idea if I would have the Starburns installer here. Okay, maybe I'll make myself really complicated, but for those ones for you who are not sure in clear understanding of what the parent partition is, to make a long story short, this is the C drive. So, you know, just when people are saying, when somebody from Starwind, to be more exact, are saying that it can be installed on the parent partition of the Hyper-V host, in 100% of cases, we mean that it should be installed on the C drive. So just run it as the usual program installer, and that's it. So nothing too complicated here. Okay, so let's run the Starburns Management Console. Oh, by the way, guys, do you see my remote desktop? Okay, thanks. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to show you a few things right now, and probably you already have some answers, some questions, and you will have some additional questions while I'll start show some things to you. So please just start asking your questions right now. I mean, if there will be a good one, so I would prefer answering it immediately. Wow, there are a lot of questions from you guys. Okay, so what we can see right now is the Starburns Management Console. Basically, this is, well, the tool to manage the Starburns Console. Which is the good thing here is that you can use this single management console to manage all the Starburns infrastructure. So, for example, if you know, we have the license called Data Center, which includes like everything and multiple installations within one location. So you can have like 100 Starburns within one physical location. And you can have only one management console to manage it all. Okay, so okay. Well, pardon. I just checked all the questions that you guys had. Nothing really urgent here. Nothing urgent, but interesting question from Christian. Is there a still 128 megabyte RAM cache limit in the free version of Starburns Virtual SAN? No, there isn't. We had actually that limit previously, and we removed it. Moreover, we had the limit for synchronous replication device size in the previous versions again, and we have removed it as well. Okay, thank you for your question. Okay, so what you guys can see right now is Starburns Management Console that is attempting to connect to the host, and it doesn't fail. Sorry for that, guys. I was struggling for that console issue for like several times here. Maybe I'll make a last attempt or not. Well, okay, I think one host will be enough to show you the basics. So let's connect to it again. Okay, and we need this one. Good. Okay, so what you can see right here is the witness and cluster storage targets. They actually configured in the at synchronous partners, which can actually be checked here. So you see the partner is on the other node on HVN1 that we cannot connect to for some reason. I don't know, guys, and apologies one more time. So I'll just quickly show you how to configure Starwind. I think that should do the job. Click on Add Replica, choose to where application, enter the IP address and the second and the or the domain name of the partner server. Oh, the partner server, not the current. We need to create partner. No idea what. Okay, so click Next, go to Change Network Interface Settings, choose the IP addresses that you want to use for the heartbeat and the for synchronization channel, click Next, create replica, and that's it, mostly. And after the synchronization process will be finished, usually it's fast when the system is quite good. And would we have a hard drive that are probably dying in our servers, so we need to replace them, so it will take a little bit more than expected. So anyway, after the synchronization is finished, in a few clicks and few minutes in the SCADA, spent in the SCADA initiator, it's really simple for, well, it will appear in the disk manager. Good question from Giovanni. Tunix for heartbeat and Tunix for sync redundancy. Yeah, definitely. Redundancy is the only reason to increase the number of the network interface cards. When talking about the heartbeat and about the sync channel, it gives speed increase, the performance increase, and well, that's it. So Starwind actually can start with having one link for the sync channel, one link for the heartbeat. By the way, heartbeat is a really low resource consuming process, so you can assign it on whatever you want, to make a long story short. Also, what I wanted to show you is the Flower Cluster Manager. As you can see, we've got the virtual machine here that I'd like to connect to. It's alive. Okay, so let me run some kind of CMDs here to show that do you guys remember that trace route command that gives, I don't remember exactly, Star Wars text or something, or from, or StarCraft, forget it, I'll bring it later. So let's just ping for Google. Okay, nice, let's make it with minus T parameter to make it constant. Okay, so it's alive, so what I'm gonna do is to show you that everything is running okay. So let's quickly go to the HVN3 box, which is, okay, this is one, whoa, not this, here, and this is HVN, come on, where are the HVNs, okay. So I'm gonna just reboot it. Yeah. Restart. No mercy. And let's just see how virtual machine gonna behave. Simultaneously we can continue. I'll take it here. So you see the live migrating is in progress. In progress. It's taking time. It will take time. It will always take time. Come on. Please don't hang. Please don't hang. Yeah, and Eli and Rob are giving me a hint that it's a trace road to the Stark that gives you StarCraft text. Okay, so boom, boom, boom. Here it goes. The virtual machine was online, and during all the time, there was like millisecond delay on the failover of the virtual machine, but everything is up and running, and that's why that's what actually StarWind was created for, and that what free version it does as well. Okay, so I think I'm pretty much done with this part. Let me quickly check all the if there are any configuration related questions. There was a question like, please don't hang, is that happening often? No, it actually doesn't happen at all. I was just afraid that our server was going to die today because I see that it don't really feel well. Well, as I said, we're going to change the hard drive in the servers. But hey, even if it would die, StarWind would be online, which is good. Mr. Silva asked to pull out the task manager to show the network utilization after I've done the live migration. So here it goes. Let's make a quick migration. Live migration again. Oh, really? Well, it's still the Microsoft related question, right? Okay, so as I said, I'm done with my part. Let's go to your questions. And before you will guys start, continue asking your question, I want to make a quick conclusion about the free version by myself, my own conclusion. What the big thing that you should keep in mind when using the free version? The support. Actually, in my opinion, if people would realize how the support important is, I would insist on giving away all the functionality of StarWind for free, because you know the support is always important. I mean, I'm always telling that StarWind is a good product. I always tell them that it gives great performance numbers. I'm always telling them that it's reliable. You know, all the things, and I do really believe that it does so. But nothing is perfect. Nothing ever is perfect. Starwind can start malfunctioning somewhere, and you'll need assistance. With the support, you will get it immediately. With the online community, you will get it within a day, which is great for online community, but still, it's a day, not an hour. Also, you guys may have some questions, and again, 1 hour versus 1 day, that makes a huge difference between the free version and the paid version. Well, and in my head, this is the main decision-making point that you should keep in mind. Okay, so it's time for your questions. Question from Rob. I understand you install it, and how does Starwind free version works on VMware? It's quite simple, actually. It's not that straightforward when comparing to the Hyper-V, but it's still not too complicated. So basically, you need to create the virtual machine on the VMware host, install the Starwind there, and configure it, obviously, and share the local data stores over the iSCSI, thus creating the shared storage. And by the way, really soon we're going to have the automation of this process to make it maybe even simpler comparing to the Hyper-V solution. Question from Eli. With the changes in the 2-node free version, are there any changes done in the 3-node versions in terms of cost licensing? Yeah, actually we have the changes regarding the 2 and 3 nodes. So if you guys are considering getting the 3 node, well, right now we have actually we made a significant change in cost and licensing. So before those changes, we had like a lot of licenses depending on the number of nodes, depending on the storage capacity, sometimes depending on the functionality. Right now we have the 3 license types, and that's it. Hope that answers your question. Another question from Lee. I guess the unclarity is because I'm thinking of it from the VMware standpoint. Oh, yeah, we're talking about the parent partition. Yeah, so install. Okay, I guess this one is answered. Question from Lubimir. Can we download the record later? Well, I really hope that it will be uploaded later and you will be able to check it on our YouTube channel and on the Starwind website as well. Question from Marcus. Can you show the initial setup of the first storage area? Done. Question from Gary. Any support for Oracle VM server, Zen based? Starwind does support that. It's not included in the free version, but Starwind supports the Zen server. And I'm always making a long story short here and saying that Starwind don't give up any care about what client gonna use it. So Hyper-V, VMware, Zen Server, Oracle, FreeBSD, some media servers, as in case of Walt Disney guys, anything else. I mean, Starwind can be used for anything. Question from Mohammed. What size witness disk do you recommend? Well, I recommend to create the 15 gig size because this is like enough for long years in my opinion. But I am always adding to this part that please double check with Microsoft best practices as well. So I'm going to say the same thing to you. Please double check with Microsoft best practices as well, but my recommendation here is 15 gig. Giovanni asking, where I have to put witness in a vSphere environment? Nowhere, actually. vSphere doesn't require having witnesses on the shared storage level, so you can simply drop it. Witness is the Microsoft requirement used in the our demo stand. Stephen Morris. Hi, Stephen, by the way. I'm pretty sure that we had a few conversations before, isn't it? So, Question is, did I see that Disk Bridge is now included in the free version? Great question. Yes, as far as I remember, yes. Marcus is asking, if there's some kind of easy-to-use backup option available for the SVS, like a lagged copy note or snapshot repository, how are the volumes easiest backed up? Great question. So the volumes themselves can be backed up using the Starwind log structuring technology, which is also included into the free version. So LSFS allows you to create the snapshots, and then after Starwind allows to offload those snapshots from the primary location to another server, should it be within the same building or on the remote location. Primary servers usually equipped with the high speed disks, and that other server can be equipped with the slow disk, so the high cost IOPS will not be wasted. Okay, question from Okay, guys, I see that someone of you are saying that they have a hard times to get the free license. So on the next slide, you will have my personal email address. So just email to me. Don't forget to mention that you came to my mailbox from this web from this tap room. Okay. Few people are asking about the hard drive recommendations, and it's actually a good question. To make a long story short, that actually depends on your needs. Moreover, I will well, first of all, what IOPS do you require, and then after, what do you have already? Because one of the Starwind use cases is integration into the existing infrastructure, and Starwind actually supports any hard drive type, SAS, SATA, or flash. Guys, few people are asking about the prices, and pardon, but I will not share it with you because we have such policy. Well, if you're interested in pricing, again, email me. I will contact you with the best sales guy that I will find. And to be honest, I'm not really sure that I remember the pricing quite good. Great question from Peter, actually. Can this version of the free Starwind be upgraded to future versions, to the commercial licenses? Yeah, totally. You just need to get the commercial license. Oh, to future versions, pardon. Misunderstood the question. So yeah, the free version will support the updates. I'm not sure how exactly the licensing gonna be changed there about the free license, but we are really friendly when talking about those changes, so I wouldn't be afraid of the future versions. Well, moreover, if we will see the history of the Starwind free version, it become better and better and better and better and has the and have less limitation each day. As I said, the VMware is supported. Data's domain controller can be installed on the same nodes, by the way, if you're running on the Windows Server 2012 R2 in the Hyper-V environment. If you would use Zen Server in this scenario, well, yeah, the use case would be the same, but I'm definitely not sure that Starwind free license will support Zen Server here. In case of VMware, Starwind still requires having the Windows Server to run it. The trick here is that free Hyper-V server can be used. Steven, it's a good question, and I would really appreciate if you will email me after these after the tap room. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay, guys. There are left only deeply technical questions, mostly. So I would appreciate if you could just email me them directly. So thank you, guys, for joining. Traditionally, I love you all. And below, on the very bottom, is my personal contact. This slide will be here for another minute. So don't hesitate to start emailing me immediately. So again, thank you everybody for joining. This was a really great webinar despite the technical issue that we had here. So thank you for being patient. Thank you for a good attitude. It helped me. Well, you know, I love you all, guys. See you next week, and take care, everyone, and have a great